Augustine turned from him and went to the door.
"Do not go out," Pablo said. "It is snowing outside. Make thyself comfortable in here."
"And thou, thou!" Augustine turned from the door and spoke to him, putting all his contempt in the single "tu."
"Yes, me," said Pablo. "I will be alive when you are dead."
He dipped up another cup of wine and raised it to Robert Jordan.
"To the professor," he said, then turned to Pilar. "To the Senora Commander," then toasted them all. "To all the illusioned ones."
Augustine walked over to him and, striking quickly with the side of his hand, knocked the cup out of his hand.
"That is a waste," Pablo said. "That is silly."
Augustine said something vile to him.
"No," Pablo said, dipping up another cup. "I am drunk, seest thou? When I am not drunk, I do not talk. You have never heard me talk much. But an intelligent man is sometimes forced to be drunk to spend his time with fools."
"Go an obscenity in the milk of thy cowardice," Pilar said to him. "I know too much about thee and thy cowardice."
"How the woman talks," Pablo said. "I will be going out to see the horses."
"Go and befoul them," Augustine said. "Is not that one of thy customs?"
"No," Pablo said and shook his head.
He was taking down his big blanket cape from the wall and looked at Augustine.
"Thou," he said, "and thy violence."
"What do you go to do with the horses?" Augustine said.
"Look to them," Pablo said.
"Befoul them," Augustine said. "Horse lover."
"I care for them very much," Pablo said. "Even from behind they are handsomer and have more sense than these people." "Divert yourselves," he said, and grinned. "Speak to them of the bridge, Inglés. Explain their duties in the attack. Tell them how to conduct the retreat. Where will you take them, Inglés, after the bridge? Where will you take your patriots? I have thought of it all day while I have been drinking."
"What have you thought?" Augustine asked.
"What have I thought?" Pablo said, and moved his tongue around exploringly inside his lips. "Que te importa, what have I thought?"
"Say it," Augustine said to him.
"Much," Pablo said.
He pulled the blanket coat over his head, the roundness of his head protruding now from the dirty yellow folds of the blanket.
"I have thought much."
"What?" Augustine said. "What?"
"I have thought you are a group of illusioned people," Pablo said, "led by a woman with her brains between her thighs, and a foreigner who comes to destroy you."
"Get out," Pilar shouted at him. "Get out and fist yourself into the snow. Take your bad milk out of here, you horse-exhausted maricón."
"Thus one talks,"
Augustine said admiringly, but absent-mindedly. He was worried.
"I go," said Pablo, "but I will be back shortly."
He lifted the blanket over the door of the cave and stepped out. Then from the door he called,
"It's still falling, Inglés."